This is WNYC. It's All Things Considered. Good evening, I'm Ion Levinson. Pressure is mounting on New York Governor Andrew Cuomo to submit to a probe involving sexual harassment allegations against him. A second woman came forward yesterday and told the New York Times that Cuomo made her feel deeply uncomfortable with talk about dating younger women, who she last hugged, and getting a tattoo on her bottom. Cuomo denies these allegations and those of another former aide who says the governor forcibly kissed her. Since last night, there's been twists and turns as to who would launch the probe into allegations against the governor. And WNYC's George Joseph is here to shed some light. Welcome, George.
Hey, good to be here.
Yeah, it's quite a whirlwind. Like every time I hit refresh, something new is happening. So at first, the governor said last night he was appointing a former judge to conduct an independent review, but he reversed course after getting backlash for that decision. So can you bring us up to speed on what's changed in the last 24 hours?
Yeah, so within hours of the initial announcement, lawmakers pointed out that the former judge that Governor Cuomo wanted to investigate used to work with Steve Cohen, one of the governor's closest advisors. As recently as after the first accusation against Cuomo, Cohen was out there defending the governor over the claims of sexual harassment. And his critics felt like appointing that former judge because of these ties would present a clear conflict of interest, potentially. Since then, there's been a bipartisan chorus calling for the state attorney general to have full command of this probe.
And now Cuomo is getting new backlash for calling for a joint investigation directed by the state attorney general and the state's chief judge. So what's the issue here?
Yeah, there's an echo of the same criticisms. There's still a perception of potential bias. That sitting judge, Janet DeFiore, was nominated to her seat by Cuomo himself. And so she's seen as a Cuomo ally, and Attorney General James has pushed back specifically on this proposal. She wants her office to lead the investigation itself and get subpoena powers, not just sort of have some sort of voluntary review. And she is joined by several state lawmakers and statewide Democratic leaders who are supporting her position. Here's Queens State Senator Jessica Ramos.
We can't trust the governor to appoint his own investigators or for there to be any ties at all.
So Cuomo used to be New York's attorney general. Wasn't he granted the same, basically it's the same authority that Attorney General James is now asking for to investigate a sitting governor?
Yeah, when he was AG, he was actually twice empowered to investigate New York governors without any kinds of the constraints that he's now sort of trying to push on Attorney General James. For example, under Governor David Patterson, then as AG, Cuomo got to select a special prosecutor to look into domestic violence allegations against one of the governor's aides. The governor, then Patterson, authorized this, even though Cuomo was seen as a potential political challenger to him. He was also given the same investigative authority under former Governor Elliot Spitzer. And as we probably remember, Spitzer ultimately resigned over a prostitution scandal. But as attorney general, Cuomo was investigating him for another issue, that administration's use of state police.
Right. I'm trying to keep track here. So isn't Cuomo also, he's already under investigation for underreporting the number of people who died of COVID in New York's nursing homes. And I know that that's a very recent and big one.
Yes, there's a lot of moving pieces here. So earlier this month, Cuomo admitted that the number of deaths in nursing homes was about 50% more than initially reported. He said that his administration felt that the data could have been unfairly used by the Trump administration, but, you know, they withheld the information, he said, which led to a quote-unquote void. Now, federal prosecutors in Brooklyn are investigating the nursing home case and any possible false statements or misuse of federal funds. And even if the results of that probe or the sexual harassment allegations don't amount to criminal consequences, they could provide the ammunition should the state legislature choose to seek impeachment.
Now, also, he is the governor of New York, so he does have a business to run, so to speak, a government to run, and we've got some things coming up.
Yeah, this comes at a really difficult time with the pandemic shutdown and New York's struggling economy. By April 1st, Albany is supposed to hammer through a budget, which is a big deal in New York for funding just really basic services. And several state senators we spoke to said they're going to try their best to make sure that budget gets passed, even though these ongoing developments will make negotiations difficult.
That's WNYC reporter George Joseph. Thanks for joining us on this Sunday.
Thank you.